The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Is this the budget that we had to have, or is it a budget setting us up for another election?
Yeah, definitely the latter, setting us up for another election, or setting the government up for no leadership change, perhaps, as well. Secure Tony Abbott's leadership by making the government more popular, perhaps. But whatever it is, and I'm I can only guess at that sort of thing, but whatever it is, it's not fiscally responsible, in my opinion. At least last year, in my opinion, last year was nowhere near the draconian cost-cutting reduction in spending demon that it was painted as. It was relatively timid, but at least it had a credible path back to surplus. The path back to surplus in this year's budget is just not believable. It's just, you know, there's just too many assumptions, too much that it's just...
What would you have done? What would you have done if you were controlling the budget?
I published an alternative budget in the Financial Review about 2.5 weeks ago, and I showed that there was a way of getting back to surplus within 1 year if they wanted, but certainly within 2 or 3 years if it was more politically palatable, and the Senate wouldn't be able to obstruct it, and that's by taking the savings, reducing the spending, taking spending cuts via the appropriations bill. Now, there are some things that can't be done that way. Some things require specific legislation. That's where the problem arises. But the appropriations bills don't get blocked in the Senate. Ever since the Whitlam dismissal, there is an agreement on both sides. Appropriations bills won't get blocked. Now, that's $140 billion.
Yep.
And so we went through that. One of my staff is ex-Treasury, so he knows how to understand, knows how to analyse the figures very well. We went through that in quite forensic detail, and we identified $30 billion in savings that could be achieved in 1 year if the government chose. If they didn't want to do it all in 1 year, they could take 2 or 3 years to go about it. But we could shave $30 billion off expenditure. Now, that's $31 billion yep. is this year's deficit, and it's going to go up to $35 billion next year. It is possible to bring the government back into the budget back into surplus,
but they're not going to do that. You know that. So with what they came up with last night, is there anything that you saw last night that you will have a problem with in voting in the Senate?
It's like most budgets. There's good and bad bits to it. Quite a lot that I don't approve of. The reductions in the family tax benefit, I'll be supporting that, but I'll be surprised if enough of my crossbench colleagues will support it. The childcare, better targeting of childcare. I'm happy that it's better targeted. It's aimed at getting people back into work, so they finally decided it's not just a reward for having children, but there should be a purpose to childcare. So I'm relatively relaxed about that, except that I don't think there's any justification for spending more money on it, because childcare is so highly regulated that's what jacks up the price. If they deregulated it, they wouldn't need to increase the subsidy. Some of the small business stimulus stuff that you were talking about in your introduction, they might work. I've had my own business for 25 years, and I have to say that those sort of things have come and gone during that time quite regularly, and they haven't made much difference to the way I've run my business.
But you won't be stopping that, though. You wouldn't be objecting to that in the Senate.
I won't object to it, no. I'd let that sort of...
It doesn't sound like you're objecting to much.
Oh, well, what I am objecting to is the fact they're not making a serious attempt to cut spending, and they're not doing anything much to cut taxes. They're reducing taxes for small business, which I disapprove of, although yep. I'll vote for any reduction yep. in taxes ever. But thing is, what's the difference between a big business and a small business? It's called success. So what we're basically saying by having a differential tax rate is, don't be too successful, otherwise we're going to tax you higher. Mm. That's no way to go about it.
All right. Senator Lionhelm, good luck in the months ahead. Thank you for your time.